Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Hey, just a reminder, everyone, that Dr. Troy Hinkle is going live on our app Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central to address and answer any questions regarding this series on moral principles. Just open our Daily Rosary Meditations app, and you'll get a notification to click when we go live. Some years ago, one of the bishops of Mexico showed his integrity by forbidding any of his priests from accepting money donated from the drug cartels. Now, a lot of people might not understand why the bishop would make such a policy. After all, that drug money was going to go somewhere. Why not let it go to the church, where it might be used to serve for good for once? And after all, even if the donors were wicked people in other ways, giving money to the church is a good thing, right? So why turn down the cartel members when they're actually trying to do something good for a change? Well, the answer, of course, is that even if giving money to the church is a good thing, there's every reason to think that the motivations, the intentions behind giving the money might have been bad. After all, these cartel members weren't renouncing their life of violence and crime, so they presumably were giving the money to the church to try and justify their lifestyles, to lie to themselves and convince themselves that they're basically good people. Or even worse, they were trying to bribe the church officials not to speak out against the evil of the cartels. One way or another, it shows us that it's not enough to look at what you are doing. You also have to look at why you are doing it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The church says that the first thing you have to look at when you're morally evaluating an action is the action itself, what you are trying to do. But after you look at the action, the what, you have to go on and ask another question. The why. Why am I doing this? What's my motivation? What's my intention? What is the projected state of affairs that originally prompted me to pursue this course of action? The Catechism calls this the end in view or the intention of the act. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "The lamp of the body is the eye. It follows that if your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is diseased, your whole body will be all darkness." Now, many of the church fathers like Augustine, Jerome, and then Thomas Aquinas all said that the eye refers to your intention, that not only do our actions have to be good, but also our intentions have to be good. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, the first thing to get clear is that good intentions can't justify evil actions. It doesn't matter if I have the best intentions. I can't go around fornicating or blaspheming or killing people. Take the last case. Even if my motivation is to spare people pain and suffering, I can't kill old sick people or babies in the womb or people with severe head traumas who need basic care. Because no matter what the end, the means of abortion and euthanasia are always wrong. So too, even if my motivation is to encourage and support somebody, or maybe even deter them from committing suicide, I can't condone a person's homosexual relationship. Because no matter what the intention, saying that a bad thing is really a good thing, that's always wrong. So a good intention can't justify a bad action. Now, we can go a little further. A bad intention can also corrupt an action that would be otherwise good. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As we just saw in the case of the cartel members giving money to the church with nefarious motives, a bad intention can turn an otherwise good act into something immoral. So our motivations matter. The intention matters. For instance, there's nothing wrong in itself with saying something true. But why are you saying it? Are you saying it out of arrogance or bitterness or jealousy? If so, then your motivations are compromised and maybe you shouldn't be speaking that particular truth right now. And there's nothing wrong in itself about bringing up a coworker or a mutual acquaintance in conversation. But why are you bringing up this third party? Is it so you and your conversation partner can enjoy a good bit of gossip? Verbally ripping this poor third party to shreds? And maybe there's nothing wrong in itself about having a meal or a long conversation with an attractive member of the opposite sex who isn't your spouse. But why are you doing it? Is it because you find them attractive and you find their attention flattering? Probably. So go have lunch and a conversation with somebody else. The church tells us to be conscientious about whether what we are doing is objectively right or not. That's why the first thing to look at in our behavior is the act itself. But the church also wants us to be aware of our intentions. That's why we have to look closely at what's at the root, what motivates what we're doing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If we do good or evil things for wicked reasons, we are using the good for the sake of evil. Just as drug cartels try to use donations to the church to justify their abominable crimes. And if we're not careful, if we aren't vigilant in examining our motives, we'll fall into the same trap. Our faith, our work, our families, everything good that we have and everything good that we do will become just a means of building up our own vanity and comfort and narrow-mindedness and sense of superiority over others. So may God show us our true motivations, and may he help us to purify them, that the good we do may serve the greater good and not our own petty vices. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what did this cause you to reflect upon, or what were you thinking about, Teresa?
Now, this is a conflict. It's hard to get into because I don't have a really strong example of it, but I feel like I've had arguments with people. I wouldn't say arguments. It's not like we were yelling at each other, but disagreements, or at least some internal conflict when talking about trying to purify intention, in a sense, with something that you should do, but essentially someone is like, I don't think I have the right intention, so I'm just not going to do it.
Let's make a distinction between or let's talk about authenticity and integrity and intention. So you're bringing up a good point. It's a little bit different than this meditation, but I think it's excellent that you bring it up because we need to clarify this.
Yeah. So we're not talking evil intention. We're just like, my heart's not in the
feeling.
Right place.
What you're talking about is a feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
But even if, this is good because it helps us to go to the root of things.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about the intention, we're talking about, why did I do this? Why am I doing this? So let's say you have somebody that has hurt you and you want to forgive them, but you really feel hurt. You feel angry. You feel a resentment.
Yeah.
What is your motivation to forgive them? Just why does God want you to forgive them?
When you say it like that, I don't know how to answer.
Well, I mean, what I'm trying
in my
to,
head, I'm like, well, it's right to forgive them.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. The right reason, the why. This is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I should do this because God has had mercy on me.
Because they don't want to have ill will against you.
Yeah. So I don't. Right now, I'm feeling really angry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling really hurt. I'm feeling resentful, but I can still make the choice to have the right intention. The right intention is, I need to forgive you. Yeah. I need to be forgiving.
Sure.
And then I do the right action. So that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, often we may feel that we're not being authentic to our feelings, but we're not supposed to be authentic to our feelings. We're supposed to be authentic to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then see, by the more we choose to do what is right, it will pull the feelings in line.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about with this meditation
is directly the intention of the action is to get a different outcome than just the action itself. So like in the case of the cartel, they're not just like, well, it's a good thing to give money.
No.
They're like, this is essentially, in a roundabout way, bribery.
Exactly.
So that's the intention, is not to support the church. It's to buy their silence, or to, say, for instance, wash their money. Or I feel really guilty, so I'm just going to throw some money at my problem.
Exactly.
Versus,
so to wash their conscience.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly right.
Hmm.
So You could probably help me make a better distinction here, but on one hand, we have these feelings that go against what we know to be the right action.
Yeah. And I think remembering the specific discussion I was having, it was because the person was like, I feel like I only pray the rosary as a mechanical, like, it's very mechanical and it's just a box that I tick off and I don't have the right intention when I pray, so I'm not going to pray the rosary anymore.
But you'll find lots of saints who struggled to pray the rosary.
Mm-hmm. Life is a struggle. Prayer is a struggle.
Every good thing can be a struggle. Exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Brushing your teeth.
Don't get me started on exercise.
But this is where we're making the distinction that we should not let feelings mm-hmm. determine a good action or even a good intention.
Yeah. I guess it was just hard for me in that discussion because the retort was essentially, why, like, what's the point of praying if you're praying wrong, in a sense? But I still wanted to be like, but it's good to pray.
Right. You have, in that sense, I don't feel like praying, but my intention is to love God.
Mm-hmm.
And prayer is a good action.
Yeah, I guess I bring this up all to say that I feel like this meditation could lead people down a path of psychoanalyzing themselves all the time and then not doing something because they have the wrong action. But I think there's a difference between an evil intention, as in you kind of want a parallel outcome.
Yeah.
And not the thing itself.
That's a good point. But let's open this up just a little bit further and see what it does. Because we should all do a daily examination of conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at a daily examination of conscience, we should always look at what did I do and what did I fail to do?
Mm-hmm.
What evil did I do and what good did I fail to do? That's the what, the mm-hmm. object, the first mm-hmm. part. But then in our examination, we should also look at the next step, the
Why?
Intention.
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
That's a good point. I feel like I'm sure I've heard it before with an examination, but I don't often think of it that way. It's just, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do?
And when you ask the why, the intention, the motivation,
mm-hmm.
that helps us get down to the root. Did I do this? Was it out of pride? Mm-hmm. Was it out of vanity? Was it out of lust? Was it out of anger? Was it out of greed?
Mm-hmm.
What are the roots that were motivating me?
Yeah.
And when you can get down to the roots that are the root intention, now you can start to really correct.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really, it's different than being anal or psychoanalyzing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we are trying to do what is a key principle in spirituality, and that is purify our intentions,
mm-hmm.
correct our intentions.
Yeah. So instead of throwing out the thing immediately, you need to maybe take some time and think, why am I feeling this way towards prayer? How can I correct that?
That's exactly right. Because you can honestly say, you know, I find this really boring, but I want to love God. I want to be in a relationship. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then God will say, good.
That's
the right intention. You're praying right.
Mm-hmm. Because I think this is the importance of the meditation, that we can over-rationalize in a sense. We can trick ourselves by thinking too heavily into something, but we have our own intentions when we're being that introspective.
Yeah.
Because our intention is, I kind of want to weasel whip my way out of this.
Yeah.
I want to logic my way out of having to do this responsibility, this thing that takes up time.
Yeah.
And I see that so much in myself. I'm really good at convincing myself that I don't have to do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we all are.
Our reason is often the most unreasonable part of us.
We're master deceivers, that's for sure. But again, this is why a daily examination of conscience, where we look at not only what we are doing, what we have failed to do. Remember, that's the object,
mm-hmm.
the what. But we also take the next step. What's the motive? What's the intention? What was driving it? Now we get to the roots, and healing has to start at the roots. Great conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
And just to finish this up, I really, this is what I try to do, but I encourage others that do your daily examination of conscience and keep a little notebook with you and pay attention to the intentions and motivations and see where they match up to one of the deadly sins. And then after a week or so, you'll see you have a habit of two or three deadly sins.
Mm-hmm.
Take those to confession and say, Father, I want to confess also some of my root sins. It's a great way to grow in holiness. So thank you.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.